Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that was it. Hi, Gene. How are you? That was the end of the intro. I lost Gene again. So, Trilby, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. We're going to hit this little quick commercial from Sharon Black. She was last week's, well, she was the week before last winner. Last week's winner was Best Toaster Oven, but Best Toaster Oven forfeited the gift because Best Toaster Oven did not contact me back. Adios, my love. See you later. Bye.
My husband. Hi, this is Sharon Black in Smith Center, Kansas. Take a break with Gene and Mary weekdays at noon Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com, Be Unique Radio. Be Unique is a magazine and also some other venues like coffee or tea and other things that you can discover on beunique.com or org. B-U-N-E-K-E. It's a variety of great stories written by writers who care about the world. Be sure and call in to the show. Take a break with Gene and Mary. What's your phone calls? You will win prizes. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon, and thank you for that lovely commercial. Gene, are you back? Gene, have you hit the mute button?
I'm here.
Oh, man, don't leave me hanging like that. Don't leave me hanging.
Sorry about that.
All right, give everybody our phone number. If anybody wants to call in, please.
You can give us a call. Please do join the conversation. Give us a call at 516-418-5651.
Or if you're not listening live and you want to still connect with us, contact GeneAndMary@gmail.com. 24/7, we'll take your email. So,
anytime.
This week's trivia question, and then we get to start talking about our topic, which is always the fun part. The trivia question is, what is the largest fish in the ocean? And yesterday's trivia hint was that this fish feeds on plankton and travels large distances to find enough food to sustain its huge size and to reproduce. I guess that's kind of important. Today, the hint is this fish is found in all the tropical oceans of the world. So you're not going to find them up in Newfoundland or Alaska. But
no,
you'll find them in the tropical areas. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants
warm
to call
water.
In and take a guess at our trivia question, what is the largest fish in the ocean? The number is
516-418-5651. Give us a call.
Okay. So today, like I said, I have Be Unique here in my house, in my home studio, in my production room. We are making things out of parts of trees. You know, our show's all about trees today. And, you know, we have 15 minutes, which means we don't have a whole lot of time to continue talking about other things besides trees. But I do want to mention that we are going to be doing the Harvest Fest at Green Gables this weekend, and people will get to see what we're doing with these bits and pieces of trees. So,
awesome.
Hi, Trilby. How you doing, baby girl?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good, good.
Doing magical, as usual.
Yeah, magic is fun.
Awesome.
Gene, what are your thoughts about what happens when trees hug you back? Have you ever been hugged by a tree?
Well, I believe I have, you know, and it's not really so much a visual, physical, it's physical. It's not like the arms reach out. It's more like just a feeling, the same feeling you get as a hug, just with the tree, just being by the tree even.
Well, you know, on The Wizard of Oz, they had the trees that reached out and grabbed people with their limbs.
Yes. Yes.
And sometimes there, I have a tree in my yard. It's, I don't even know what it's, I think it's some kind of palm tree. I don't know. But every now and then one of the fronds kind of dip down with the breeze and touch me on the head. But also, like you said, it's an embrace. It's a metaphysical or a spiritual embrace that you feel.
Yes.
Jennifer has a mango tree at her house. Jennifer, what did we name her? What did we call your mango tree?
Albert.
Albert. She has a mango tree named Albert that
very
likes
nice.
To talk. Yeah. I go out every now and then, we'll go over to her house for whatever things. And, you know, Be Unique will go over there and we'll be working on stuff. We get tired or stressed out. Things aren't necessarily working out the way we want. And Jennifer will say, let's go hug Albert. So we'll go out to her yard. We'll stand around there and we'll hug Albert. And it is a sense of community, kind of, but it's also a sense of kind of like what I feel from it is if I love this tree, it will love me back.
Yes.
And what is love other than nurturing, caring for something? So
caring, yeah.
By,
and showing it.
By taking, by pulling out the weeds, making sure the tree has enough water and the proper amount of sun. We are loving and hugging that tree. We don't have to physically hug it, although I do like hugging Albert. But I remember one day Jennifer and I were out there, and I said, oh, he just said something to me. And Jennifer asked me, what did he say? And we had a little bit of a conversation in the span of a few seconds, but the ultimate story was that I don't belong to Albert. I'm not sure why he felt the need to tell me that, but he didn't mind that I was there. It was just like, you know, you're not my people, but, you know, you can hang out here. I'll hug you.
Well, I like you anyway.
Kind of like my husband when I bring strange women in the house. I say, you need to hug each other.
That's wild. That's wild. Well, you know, I was standing here thinking about it as you were telling that story. I hadn't thought about this in years. One particular time I remember back in college, and I was just having a heck of a time in my life. Just my second child was being born. There was issues. I was having trouble at work. You know, everything was just crazy and wild. And I had like 15 minutes to put something together for my professor on this paper that had to be due. And it was like something very profound I had to come up with on the sacred significance of the Yaupon holly to the Tinuquan Indian Native American people. And I was just completely a blank, and I'm sitting there in front of the building knowing I've got 15 minutes, I got to do something, and something just kind of came over me, and I started writing, and I just wrote this absolutely most brilliant piece, and I had 3 or 4 minutes left over, and as I dusted everything off, completely bewildered, completely feeling just almost tingly, and I was sitting under a giant Yaupon holly tree. I was literally sitting on its roots, 3 feet from it, and its branches were over the top of me, and it just fed me this stuff that was just amazing. So I know it's real, you know. That was a hug, I think. Knew I needed him, and he came through for
me. Yeah. And, you know, now with COVID, people are afraid to hug still.
Yeah.
Even though things have to Trilby. Trilby's kind of like a gorilla hugger. She kind of lays in the corner, nice and quiet. Then all of a sudden, these arms are around you, and you don't even know what's happening. You've been she's like that.
I morph.
That I was thinking that you morph, but you also absorb.
Absorb, yeah. You morph.
So she has a way of hugging people in such a way that you forget that anything could be wrong in your world. Her husband
That's
must
awesome.
Be very. Pepe Le Pew and his girlfriend. Oh, that's such a what a great memory. Oh.
She's like the painted cat trying
funny.
To get out of my grip.
Yeah. Well, I think Alton was like that the other day with me. He was like, no, Mary, no. Oh, all right. And the thing about hugging trees is they can't get away from us. except they do have, some of them have prickly bark, and they let you know. Mm-hmm. There was, well, it's still there. There is a huge tree. I think it's a Bodhi tree, but I'm not sure, because I don't know what a Bodhi tree looks like. But it's in Indian Atlantic, down on the riverfront. And he told me his name was Abraham. And I just loved, I used to work down that area, and I loved to go visit Abraham for lunch. And I remember looking one day at the carvings. There were a lot of lovers' names carved on the tree. And they had the heart around it. And I just looked at the tree, and I touched the carvings. And I said, did this hurt? And he said, not nearly as much as when it didn't last. And I said, how do you know when it lasts? He said, you'd be surprised what I know. And I thought, wow, that is so profound for a, well, I shouldn't say for a tree, but that's how I felt at that time. You know, Gene, we have 4 minutes. You have 4 minutes to spit it all out, buddy.
Well, I'm not sure really. There's so much to say I can say about trees. I'll tell you, when I was a kid in South Dakota, trees were at a premium. On the Great Plains of the United States of America, they call it the Great American Desert, and it is flat. There's some rolling hills, but not many trees. So when I found to a place in Florida where there were trees, it was like I was in heaven. I never left. I came here 30 years ago, and I stayed because of the trees. It's amazing.
You've been here longer
and
than
I
have.
Say, well, and I'm seeing bamboo. I just recently moved to deep into southern Florida, or near southern Florida, and we've got these bamboo trees and these palm trees. I had no idea that palm trees were giant grasses. How cool is that?
Did you know that corn is a grass?
No, I did not. Really? Well, see, that's all that grows out west, out in South Dakota, is grasses, you know? But they don't have palm trees because it's too cold.
Yeah, I can't imagine palm trees in South Dakota, North Dakota, any Dakota.
No, it's frozen.
Middle Dakota.
Well, I know trees are pretty important to me. I grew up without many of them. I always flocked toward any of them that I saw and could get a hold of, and now that I'm around them, I really don't have much interest in spending all of my time back on the plains again. I found my people, my trees.
Your tribe is down here.
That's it. Absolutely.
When I was a kid, if I wasn't in my room reading, I was out under a tree reading. There was a little man-made hill when they pushed the dirt out of the way to make the dirt road more dirt. Roadie, it created a hill, and a little oak tree grew there, and I watched this tree grow, and I would go out there and sit there and read, and my mother, it was right across from the house, so I could see my mother before she started yelling. She'd come out to yell.
You prepare yourself.
It was usually, Mary, why are you out here reading? Why aren't you in there doing chores or whatever?
Yeah.
But then my father, when we moved into that house that he and Jack and Twisted Little Man built. She's been talking.
Okay.
Jennifer just came in and pointed at Trilby like, you're not letting Trilby talk, but she's been talking. My father planted an acorn, and it's now this majestic oak tree, and I just absolutely love it. Yeah,
awesome.
Actually, Trilby, lean over a little bit, because if I move that, it's going to make noise.
Oh, okay.
But it'll catch you.
Okay.
Tell us about Celeste, please.
Okay. So right across the street is a beautiful oak tree, and she's been there for the past 10 years since I've been in the house, and she actually showed up this year. I saw there was a face on her, and it was after a rain, and we've never noticed the face before. And she has a face, and I've shown the picture to a couple of people, and they immediately think she's sad, but I don't know if maybe she showed up for me to, as an ambassador, to let everybody know, no, she's just sleeping. She's like in a restful state. But I didn't know her name until I was in a reading and we were talking about this tree, and all of a sudden her name came into my head when I was asked, what's her name? And it was instant, Celeste. And so I actually can hear the voice of the tree. But my hands actually get hot. There's certain trees when I'm feeling the connection or the call to come to that tree.
That's how I am with Albert.
My hands will get hot.
Yep.
And I noticed the other night too, just trying to really connect with that energy. I was actually able to see, like on the edges of all the leaves where I couldn't see the whole tree, of one of the trees behind my house, I couldn't see all the leaves, but then they would flash on the, like, almost like bioluminescence on the edges of the leaves.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like showing me, and then I could see all the leaves of the trees, and then it was like almost like a short circuit sign kind of going on and off. And then I was trying to make my eyes work to make it hold that, and it didn't. But that was a really cool. Those are some new experiences
that, really
that I've had with trees. And if I do connect with a tree, my feet have to be on the roots area, barefoot. And just,
that's the best. Yeah.
You know, just that transmission of energy is, and the energy that's coming through me is just the most brightest fluorescent green. And there's a bright light, white gold energy that I transfer. And so we're doing this transfer of energy of this white gold and green happening. And
that is so cool.
And so it's my experience with trees. And I love, of course, to spend all my years as a kid in them. So
did you write down
yeah.
our phone number so you can
yeah.
call from another day? You need to call our show
okay.
at noon from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we are out there way beyond our 15 minutes now.
Well, thank you.
Well,
I'm delighted. I want you to call more often because
okay.
there's a lot that we can talk about.
Yeah.
We could talk about trees probably one day every week.
Yeah.
Or two. Or three.
Or all week long. But what
yeah.
are we talking about tomorrow, Gene? Remember?
I can't remember. I just cut
your,
the rosemary. I haven't had a chance to sniff it yet.
That was your idea, man. Come on. Talking about beans.
Do you want me? Okay, let's talk about beans. I love that.
We're going to talk about beans tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Trill's mind is racing. I can
song
see.
Came up.
Beans,
well,
magical
I'll,
fruit.
I'll tell you what.
Or you eat
it,
more soup.
It single-handedly saved an entire civilization several thousand years ago.
All right, now you're getting into tomorrow's show. I'm going to let you go
okay.
into that tomorrow because
see
we have
guys.
Some work. Got to
huh?
quit the break, and I just have
oh.
to how do we want to do our exit today? I want to do an automatic exit, or do we want to just say goodbye, everybody, call tomorrow
what?
And sing a song?
How about this? How about we do you have something with music and we can just say bye and we love you and please come back and talk again tomorrow? Have a good afternoon.
Here we go.
Go
ahead.
Like
say it. Go for it.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Please come back and listen again tomorrow. Hope you have an amazing afternoon. Reach out to contact Jean and Mary at gmail.com anytime. See ya. Mary, bye. Tell
bye,
everybody there I said
we'll
bye.
See you tomorrow at noon on Take a Break with Gene and Mary on Be Unique Radio.
Woohoo!
Bye-bye.